Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Abby, you got a Twitter handle there?
Yeah, at Abby Rosenquist.
How do you spell Rosenquist for people?
A-B-B-Y-R-O-S-E-N-Q-U-I-S-T.
All right. No stage name for you. Mm-mm. Rosenquist. All right. Welcome. You're with Reno Collier this weekend, the Funny Bone. Reno's... He's flying today, right?
No, he's driving up.
Oh, he's driving.
He's driving up from.
He's living in Indiana,
from
right?
Nashville.
Oh, that's right. Lives in Nashville.
Nashville.
That's right.
Does he not like flying, or does he just enjoy driving that much?
I think he's bringing the wife.
Oh, he is.
He just wants to have a call. I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah, and can't afford the extra ticket.
Probably.
Good he's
grief.
Doing fine.
Yeah.
Reno beer tomorrow. FunnyBoneOmaha.com for tickets. We do this thing, Abby, where Craig has a Deadpool on our website. You know, people pick people who are going to die in the year if they get hits.
Yeah, and when a celebrity dies, we all celebrate.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Billy Graham died yesterday, and he'd been on the deathbed for 10, 15 years. So over 500 people had him. Now, the names you'll hear some Craig read up. You get to choose your own name.
Yeah, the usernames.
Yeah,
of the players in our Deadpool.
So a lot of these won't make any sense to you, but they're all stupid as hell. And some of them are... as potty mouth as you are, Abby.
Oh, perfect.
Or more so.
Or more so.
586 players had the 99-year-old Billy Graham.
That's some a lot, them, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of them include Kiss Me Mike.
All right.
Knob Gobbler. Cracking Uranus gets a hit. Lazy Miscarriage gets a hit.
Lazy Miscarriage, one of my favorite names, too.
Not sure I can read that one.
Good to Abby. She'll say it.
I was going to
I don't know if I want to read that one.
Right.
Lemmy Winks gets a hit. Lib Flakes Snowtard gets a hit.
I like that one.
Lincoln's an Asshat gets a hit, as does Long Rod Von Hugendong.
One of my favorite names. And the Y.
Loretta Swit gets a hit, as does Lou Holtz House of Nuru.
Yeah.
Is this all just for fun, or is there like a prize? Or like...
there is a prize
at the end of the year. There's a plaque involved.
It's a plaque,
yeah.
Exactly.
Like there's a prize. Plus,
the defending champion is a guy named Holden McGroing.
Right.
Okay.
Bragging rights.
Yeah. It's you pick ten. The record is what? Was seven?
Seven is I think three times we've had seven hits.
You pick 10 on your list. You can have more than one list, but the most on one list ever hit was seven.
And it's a
and
year
it's
long.
It's within a year. Okay.
It's a year long. Right, yeah, from midnight New Year's morning till midnight New Year's Eve.
It's brutal.
See, but now that you're a friend of ours, you don't count.
Well, oh, thank
she's God. Young and healthy.
People
she's
cannot
fine.
Pick you.
No.
They can't put you on the list.
No.
Love My Vikes gets a hit.
Uh-oh. Oh, I wanted you to say that, Craig.
Yeah. Luke's Eagle Beak gets a hit, as does Luke's other half toe.
Yeah.
Ah, your favorite monkey.
Macaque?
Is Harry.
That's his name.
Yeah, I do need a trim. Now think about it.
Madden's Coke Dealer gets a hit. Yeah. Mad Red Rhino. Mad Pooper gets a hit. Make Deadpool Great Again gets a hit. Mama June Moose Knuckles gets a hit.
Ooh.
Yeesh.
Yikes.
Manscaped Hemorrhage.
Have you tried the Mama June Moose Knuckles, the Omaha Tap House brought?
Oh, don't drag them in.
No,
this.
I know I shouldn't. I wanted to plug the food again. I found a segue
there.
That's
a bad way to
do it. Segue. Yeah. Do not ask for Mama June's Moose Knuckles at the Omaha Tap House this weekend.
Get the cheese curd burger.
Get the cheese curd burger. All right, looks good.
Marv Albert's panties gets a hit, as does mass vasectomy, yeah, and Meemaw's moldy merkin. I don't know why her merkin has to be moldy.
Well, think about it.
Well, it's probably
no.
You have to wash them.
Right.
Okay.
You leave them there for a while, it'll mold up.
You need to maintain them.
Right.
Yeah, but don't you need moisture to be moldy?
Well, they're usually in a moist environment.
Well, not in Meemaw.
Yeah, well. maybe not your Meemaw. Maybe there's some seepage going on.
It's humid out.
Well, and not all Meemaws are postmenopausal.
No,
that is,
no.
I'm making
there's
assumption
outside
there.
Seepage. You're sweating, man. You're sweating. I always think of Schimmel when I hear merkin. Always think of Schimmel.
Yeah.
Schimmel's merkin story is the best.
Yeah. And as we mentioned earlier, we are celebrating National Margarita Day.
Yeah, have one.
At least.
Petey drank the whole bar last 2 days, so maybe something's left out there. I don't know.
At McCarran International Airport.
Do you drink? Do you party, Abby?
You know, I haven't been drinking
lately.
Okay,
good. Do you get high?
Yeah.
I just love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's party.
Is that part of the thing? I saw that. Something about pizza, and was that already talked about? Some guy eating pizza and then a burger or whatever later?
Oh, you must have been. Oh, that was me. Yeah,
yeah,
that was years
ago.
I was in college. I got real high, and
we
ate pizza and McDonald's within the same block and forgot about we'd already eaten McDonald's.
It's
right?
A bang
wow,
bang.
We had
that's
a bunch
impressive.
Of, yeah, we had a bunch of munchy stuff, and we talked about munchies yesterday. These guys are, you know, still users, hate that term.
Yes, users.
But do you get the munchies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep snacks by my bed, which I shouldn't.
While you're at nightlights, you can see what you're eating.
Exactly. Oh, I eat too much at night. I need to.
Yeah, if you're thin, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, for now.
For now.
I know that time's coming, though.
Yes, it is. You keep munching like that.
I know.
What kind of munchies do you have?
Oh, gosh. Bamba? Have you ever had Bamba before?
What is it?
It's this like Israeli snack. It's like cheese Cheeto Puffs, but instead of cheese, it's peanut butter. They're so good. But, like, I just eat whatever. Dry cereal.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
A Craig collection.
Well, leftover Tap House.
So, yeah, there's food here, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
From the Tap House. Try the Moose Knuckles. Good. sorry, Buzz.
Don't do that.
That guy loves
He's so nice to us.
He loves the show. Somebody's going to ask for
he
him.
He brings us food.
Somebody asked for Moose Knuckles out there.
Mama June
Mama
Moose Knuckles.
Ooh. Do you fly with the weed? Because I'm uncomfortable doing that. I have to rely on the kindness of others.
Yeah, but look how sweet she looks, Todd.
I know.
You'd be pulled over
I
in
don't,
a heartbeat.
I've never flown with actual weed, like actual bud.
Okay.
You know, but there's like those pens or whatever.
Oh, the vape, sure.
The vape
pens.
I'm familiar.
I mean, I have flown with those before.
Okay, yeah, all right.
And I actually, somebody just this past weekend had gotten through with like a handful of weed in their pocket weed.
Forgot it was there.
It was there, and he got through just fine.
Yeah, man. There's a dog there, they don't know.
And here's the thing: the dogs aren't even smelling for weed; they're smelling for other stuff.
That's
no, they're
true.
really
they
not
can
looking
only,
for that.
And, I haven't seen a dog, and I didn't see a dog in D.C. when I flew in there last weekend.
They're
I didn't
not
see
looking
a dog
for.
But you still got to be paranoid about the drug dog.
100%.
Sure. Yeah, the drug dog shows up, you're screwed.
Yeah, I get caught with a small quantity. I get caught with one Chiba Chew. I'm fired. I'm out of a job.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I think so.
I don't know.
Wicca what?
It'd be kind of, I think we could probably sue, but I'm not talking about. Just don't fly with weed.
Don't.
No, I don't.
Do it.
I know you don't.
That's why I don't.
Yeah.
Because it's still just very illegal.
Abby
there's not even decriminalized here or anything yet.
So what?
It is considered decriminalized.
Yeah, but flying is a federal thing, and they ain't letting you fly with stuff. So don't work.
Oh, no, totally.
Doesn't matter
totally.
Where, doesn't matter
I was just
where you
curious
land.
About Nebraska in general.
No, Nebraska's.
That's what's nice about flying out of like Denver or somewhere. It's like, well, if they do catch you, it's just like a hey, throw it away.
That's true because you're flying out of Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're on the plane, once you land, nobody's checking you out.
I feel like a lot of airports are like that, where it's like just get rid of it.
Right. I bet they are.
I would really like to know what they do with the.
Why don't you ask the TSA guy? There's got to be a TSA guy in Omaha that listens to the show. That
okay, maybe
can
somebody
just let us know. All the TSA guys know us down there. I was just
Yeah.
They all know us. They recognize every time we walk through
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but they probably can't talk to us. And tell us what the TSA
off
guys
the record.
In Denver.
I meant off the record.
DM
you. I meant just email, post it, don't
say.
I was a TSA guy, I'm a TSA guy, whatever.
What does TSA guy do? You know, confiscate somebody's marijuana in Seattle.
In Omaha. Let's say I want to hear here, because you're flying out of Omaha, so I want to find
no,
out.
No, I'm talking about Seattle, Portland, Denver, where people are more
well, it's
inclined.
Legal in those cities, though, so
they
can throw it away.
Not in an airport. That is considered federal jurisdiction, so they got to take it away from you.
Well, I know that, but they won't arrest you probably in the airport.
No, they will just take it and they will put it in a little bowl.
In their bowl to smoke later.
Yeah, and I assume take it home later.
Yeah,
maybe.
Or do they have to go tell their boss?
No, they can't even take it because my wife tried to get through with a bottle of perfume, and they looked at her bag in D.C., and this lady said, I got it. She goes, I got to take this. It's too big. And she goes, well, why don't you just keep it? She goes, I like the smell of it. They're talking over there. And she goes, you know, I'd like to, but I can't just, you know, I can't keep it either. You know?
Really?
So I'm guessing they catch you keeping weed. They might not like that either. You know?
Well, then it's only if they catch you.
Yeah, that's true.
But
there are cameras.
I know any number of comedians who have flown with it. And when they get home, the TSA little tape is wrapped around their pipe or wrapped around their bag, just so they know. They're letting you know. That,
yeah, but comedians,
hey,
you know, they don't
we
get.
We know
they
what you're up to.
They don't get fired for that.
They don't get fired
for not putting butts in the seats.
Yeah.
They don't get fired
right.
for weed.
Yeah.
You know.
But this guy didn't get busted. He just got, hey, we know you have a bag of weed in here.
Right.
Dang.
So what was those Israeli treats you get mentioned?
Oh, Bamba. It's so good.
What's in it again?
Bamba?
Bamba, B-A-M-B-A. I have to get it on Amazon.
Okay. Oh, you really go out of the way for it.
They're so good. I had a coworker who brought them in, and I just love
it. Describe it again.
It's like a cheese puff, a Cheeto puff, but instead of the cheese, it's peanut butter.
So it's covered.
That sounds
and
pretty
so it
good.
Also feels.
That sounds like that you would. That'd be nonstop eating.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Once you get in one of those bags, it's gone, right?
Yeah, I wake up next to an empty bag.
Is it covered in a cracker, a salty kind of substance?
There may be a little saltiness, but mostly just. I mean, they're very subtle, you know.
Yeah.
Ugh, I love peanut butter though. So, what are you gonna do?
What kind of job did you have
before?
Yeah, you said somebody at work told you about this.
Oh, I used to do customer support for this app.
Oh, okay.
It was like a savings app.
Okay.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
No.
It wasn't. A few people I worked with were fun because like a lot of comics worked there. So
Got
like
it.
The
That's
hang was fun,
job,
but the
right?
management sucked. And
imagine that.
So
management at a business
it's
sucks.
It's also a startup. So you know what I mean? Nobody knew what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, it seems
did the checks clear?
The checks did clear. I don't work there anymore.
I know. Okay, good.
I'm donezo.
There's a wide assortment of Bamba snacks.
Yeah. I have only had the one.
You can get the strawberry.
Ooh.
And they look like little puffs.
Yeah.
Peanut
they're
butter
great.
Ones.
Yeah,
really
but they're filled
though.
With peanut butter.
They're great.
Keep them by your bed, Todd.
Corn puffs. So they're like peanut butter. Like it's like stuff in a bugle. Remember the bugles?
I love
bugles.
Stuffing those with a peanut butter.
I used to get those.
Are they imported?
She said they're Israeli, right?
Yeah.
It looks like it, yeah. I've never seen them in the store, but they're on Amazon.
All right.
Is that where you get them?
We just sold a bunch. We
just
sold
a bunch. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're welcome, company that didn't need any help.
Exactly. Oh, and I just got a note. Apparently, the Mama June moose knuckles at the tap house are best with the cheese sauce. And that's from the guy who brought the food.
That's good.
Sorry, I was looking for a segue. But feel free to ask for him now. He won't be there. Some poor waitress have no idea why some dude's asking for him. We have any Mama
that
June
guy's
going
to get
knuckles?
In trouble for asking for
I know,
him.
I know, he is. Somebody's kicked out.
It should have a little side of honey boo-boo sauce.
Oh, honey boo-boo sauce.
Oh. Oh, too far, Colleen.
Golly.
Too far.
Colleen always goes,
I'm asking for
always
it at the tap house.
Always goes a step too far.
At McCarran International Airport in Vegas, they have now put up the first 13 of a planned 20 marijuana amnesty drop boxes.
Oh, because Vegas just legalized. Well, Nevada just legalized.
Nevada has recreational weed.
They're bolted to the ground. They're only accessible to drop items into. The bins are in high traffic areas, monitored regularly, and apparently serviced multiple times a week.
Speaking of that, if there would be a drug dog in an airport like McCarran now, they would just go crazy. So you're right. They're probably just all bomb dogs now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Try the bomb dogs, too. They're good, too.
So you can't get anything out of this box.
Right.
No matter how hard you try.
Yeah, and I bet you the hole is, I mean, there's
but
no way.
This is to avoid getting snagged as you're going through security.
Yeah. When the drawer pulls out, you drop your stuff in, you close it, and you can't get your hand in there afterwards.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, if you start tampering with them, according to a spokesperson, you'd be detected pretty quickly.
All right, we got Jim here, who used to be a TSA agent.
In which city?
It doesn't matter.
Got it.
Doesn't matter.
All right, good
idea.
All right,
Jim, give us an example of Denver. Some guy finds a weed in a backpack in Denver, a TSA guy. He takes the weed away, and then what happens to the weed from there?
So what happens is they actually have to call in the airport police.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And the airport police take custody of the marijuana, and they also, depending on what the person is charged with, depends on, like, you know, the local law policies. So,
well, local law in Denver is legal weed, so they let you go there.
But
of course, you probably don't work.
The airport is considered federal jurisdiction, so will they actually arrest people? Are they looking to do that?
In Denver, I'm willing to bet the police will just take custody of it and
probably
let the person go.
Yeah.
Because it's not allowed in the airport, but...
Let me pick another random city. How about Omaha?
No, no. I want to know, once they take custody of it, what happens then?
Good question. Yeah,
he's not a cop. It's TSA. Yeah.
Nobody really knows, do they?
No, they don't. They really don't. The police take custody of it, and I mean, in Omaha, obviously, they would charge the person on local charges.
Okay,
you'd get charged for possession.
Yeah.
Man, you have to call the cops no matter what. That sucks.
Yep.
All right, so be careful next time you're flying out of Omaha. Anybody, for that matter. Or if you're flying out of Wichita or any place else we're on the air. So please be careful, because all it takes is one dick, right, to be mad at you.
Somebody who has a bad day.
Somebody has a bad day and arrest you, right. So why no longer are you a TSA guy?
I got a better job.
All right. Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Good for you.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Appreciate that. So be careful.
Be careful out there.
Out there.
Yeah.
All right, here's a security guy at Epley. That's the airport in Omaha.
Yes, it is.
Pre-9/11. And back then, we were not even allowed to look for drugs.
What?
Pre-9/11.
Yeah. Which is good.
Because that's what we flew with it, right?
Because I remember guys flying with cocaine in their sock.
I heard about it.
Pre-9/11. I heard stories about that.
Yeah.
When you say you heard stories about that.
He was talking to himself in the mirror.
He may have been. The talk show host, Tavis Smiley, used to be on PBS.
Didn't he get fired for
grabbing
ass?
He got busted for sexual harassment allegations.
He's a grab ass, wasn't he?
Well, he says no. And so he is actually suing PBS.
Oh, okay.
PBS said that they got several, multiple credible allegations of workplace misconduct on his show. For his part, Tavis said, sure, he had some romantic relationships with colleagues over his career, but they were all consensual.
And that's different.
And that's what he's running with.
That's different. That happened in every workplace.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's running with. PBS says, his lawsuit's meritless in effort to distract the public from his misconduct. Smiley says, no, this is something that was completely above board.
Right.
Not only that, racial bias contributed to his dismissal, he says.
Well, I think a lot of people were fired way too early. We all know that Al Franken should not have quit.
Oh, my God.
They're calling for Al Franken to run again. He's not going to, but they're calling. He was just bullied by his own party to quit.
Right.
And he kind of got railroaded.
He did get railroaded. In fact, Russian bots are part of the reason he got railroaded, too.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Democrats are saying, you know, we probably shouldn't have done this. But
yeah,
they did to try to take the higher ground, but that ain't working because the low ground.
It's never going to work anymore.
Yeah, it ain't going to work because the low ground, Trump ain't leaving. They ain't leaving. They just stay.
Have you encountered any creeps in this business?
You know,
we named them. Pete Lee, Augie Smith. Yeah, we named them, really.
I've been pretty fortunate. Gosh,
that's
crappy.
Okay. That's okay. Crappy.
But I...
we got to test the button every now and then. We don't use it very often.
Sorry, when this subject comes up, I just... No, I've been pretty fortunate. I mean, it's mostly things people say,
but if you're backstage at comedy clubs, stuff happens.
Yeah.
And you just... you put yourself in this, not you shouldn't be grabbed, but you're just going to hear crap.
Oh, yeah, you're going to hear crap. Oh, right. Yeah, but well, things specifically will be said. Yeah. Like, it's not like crass talk around me bothers me.
No, obviously
that's
not.
Like,
always.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You dropped the F-bomb, an S-bomb, and, no,
another
two S-bombs
S-bomb.
Today, right?
Whoopsie. Yeah. But yeah, no, I've been, I think I give off a vibe, though, too, where it's very much like...
Just don't mess.
Yeah.
Right. Got it.
I don't want you to masturbate in front of me.
Right.
I got a vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who are you, looking at?
Todd has never said that.
Yeah, who are you looking at? And who aren't you looking at?
You've never told us that. So you must be looking
at... Sounded very unnatural.
Right.
You weren't looking at Colleen either. You were looking at one person.
You should feel special, Abby.
But...
You know, she comes from the land of Louis C.K.
I know she does. Yeah. She does.
Who will reinvent himself.
Oh, yeah.
I think eventually.
He's going to be completely fine.
But he's going to have to hide for a couple years, don't you
he's
think?
He's got money for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's already surfacing at the cellar.
That's
but
what I've heard.
He hasn't gone up yet.
Oh, is he?
That, but he's hanging out at a back table.
But he's hanging out.
He's waiting for his chance.
He had been up.
He'd walked. We'd heard he was hanging out there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And Abby's there. She's in the belly of the beast right there. Have you seen him out?
I haven't seen him.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And police in Connecticut want to speak to the owners of a purse filled with drugs that they found. Nearly 100 bags of heroin were discovered in a purse left at the Red Lobster.
So don't call and say you lost your purse.
Yeah.
So they're hoping that somebody calls the Red Lobster and says they lost their purse.
Hey, somebody took my heroin.
The Red Lobster heroin purse was discovered by an employee.
That's a Deadpool name next year.
Was discovered by an employee. Officers promptly called when drugs were spotted.
No license,
inside
no wallet in
the
it?
Purse.
Because that'd be the key.
The police later posted on the Twitter that if anyone is looking for their lost heroin, officers might be able to help them out.
Somebody will call. Dude, people are idiots, man.
My girlfriend lost her heroin. I'll pick it up for her.
Abby Rosenquist with us. She's the Funny Bone this weekend with Reno Collier.
Yeah, there's a major drug dealer out there who is pissed right now.
Yeah,
he's missing a purse full of heroin.
Yes, he is.
And he's got people that want that purse full of heroin.
The Red Lobster heroin purse?
Yep.
For the sex act or a Deadpool name?
Yes.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.